Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. It's January 14th, 2015. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast, and I'm coming to you from North Central West Virginia. I want to continue on today. We talked yesterday about the Roman road to the cross. The Roman road to the cross. We read Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? So we continue in sin, that grace may abound. We established yesterday, I believe, that man has a sin problem. The causes and the things that are going on in the world today are caused by that three little letter word called sin. And the remedy for sin is the cross of Jesus Christ. It's the finished work that Jesus Christ done on the cross over 2,000 years ago. We want to talk today about our justification, what leads to our justification. The Bible says in Revelation 12:10 that I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Now, from the time that Adam and Eve fell, the Bible declares that there was a fall, and that fall, which took place in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve failed God, and the Word of God declares that the serpent beguiled Eve, Eve beguiled man, or Adam, and man fell. And from that moment on, man had a, a sin problem. A sin problem, and we all have a sin nature. We live in a fallen world. We have a nature that pushes us towards sin. It's a horrible blight. It's something that we all have, and the Bible declares until we become out of this body. Paul said this, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" That we need a power in our lives to overcome the sin that wants to beguile us and tear us down and destroy us. And that power, of course, is the finished work of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah, many think, you know, we're going to arrive in this life that, that there'll come a day in this flesh and blood where we will not battle sin, but that's not the way it is. Well, battle until we become eternal, until corruption puts on incorruption, until mortality puts on immortality. So we are in a fight. All of us today have evil tendencies, and the way we deal with that is taking them to Jesus Christ. But today we're going to talk about one of the ways that God has attacked sin. Now, the Word of God declares that for this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He came, the Word of God declares, to give us life and more abundant life. He said, "Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." He defeated sin at the cross. He became sin. The perfect Lamb of God became sin so that me and you could overcome sin through his finished work. The Bible said that any man that hangs on a tree is cursed. And Jesus Christ hung on a tree 2,000 years ago. As I said before, the perfect Lamb of God. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." But we have an accuser. We have a prosecutor out there who goes about, and his goal is to make us guilty, to make us feel shame, to throw up our past, to come along and tell us that God doesn't care anything about you. You'll never amount to anything. You might as well just give up. Job's wife, and, you know, we can't be too hard on her either because it's kind of a shake up there, what happened in Job's life. But, you know, she said, why don't you just curse God and die? Why don't you just give up? Because there's no hope. I mean, you're down, you're out for the count. There's just no way of you being revived or restored. But Job said things like, I know that my Redeemer lives. And he said, he's one that wakes me up every morning and tries me. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. His complete trust was in the Lord. And our complete trust today in our restoration is in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Romans 3:28 says, man is justified by what? By faith. By faith are we justified in no other way. Therefore, we conclude that man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. We conclude this. Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have reconciliation. We have the book of Hebrews. If you read the book of Hebrews, it means a better way, a new and an everlasting covenant. We no longer have to kill our farm animals. Jesus Christ became the Lamb of God, the perfect Lamb of God. So he justified us. And he say, just as if we never, ever sinned. So if you're a child of God today, the devil does not have a legal right to accuse you of your past, because the Bible declares, as far as from the east is from the west, these things are gone. He said, behold, I make all things new. We are justified by faith. This is a litigation, so to speak, as if in a courtroom, Satan accuses, but God objects and says, I justified them. I bought them with my blood. They no longer have to be under the yoke of sin or bondage, for those that the Son set free is free indeed. And the Word of God says, well, knowledge of the Word of God will set us free. So we have to know our rights in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The book of Ephesians tells us that when we become born again, that we sit in heavenly places. He declares that we are an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So this is our counter move, so to speak. When Satan accuses us, and this is what he does, to make us feel dog low, like we're not worth anything. It's okay to be humble. The Bible says, humble yourself before God, and in due time you shall be exalted. But God does not want us walking around all the time with our head down, feeling guilty over something that he has already taken care of and justified. He's taken care of our sins, and he will, if we stay with it, and our future failures, all sin that comes short of the glory of God, he will handle that also. The only thing the Word of God says there remains no more sacrifice for sin is premeditated sin, just a will to sin. You're just going to do it anyhow. If you don't hate sin, you might have a problem. If sin doesn't bother you, you might have a problem. But what's the Bible say to do about sin? Confess them before God Almighty, and he is faithful and true to forgive them. There must be confession of sin. We must confess. I failed. Forgive me, Lord. And the Word of God says, get up and go on. Because he's just to forgive us. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace ye are saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. It's a gift of God. By faith, we are justified. By faith, we are justified. When the accuser of the brethren comes along, we pick up the scripture in Romans 8:1 and says, therefore, now no there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, who walk not after their own power or their own might. We cannot save ourselves. It is a gift of God. But the bottom line is we are justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. We walk not after the flesh. We can't, well, I'm going to fix myself. Forget it. When I was growing up years ago, we'd have the spring revivals and the fall revivals, and one of the songs the evangelists, they would sing in the churches, "Just as I am." There's nothing you can do except come before the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and He can clean you up. He can justify you. He can be the lifter of your head. He can get rid of your condemnation and your guilt and your shame. Our condemnation, our guilt, and our shame was handled at the cross. What did I read to you about the accuser of the brethren? Let me read it again. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10. "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren," or our accuser, "is cast down, which accused us before God day and night." He accused Job. He said, "You take everything from Job, and he'll not serve you." In the book of Zechariah, chapter 3, we see Satan come before God and accuse the high priest Joshua. And Joshua did nothing but stand there in shame. And the Bible says he had filthy garments on. But the word of God declares that the Lord spoke and said, "Satan, the Lord rebukes you, for this is one that I have brought out of the fire. This is a brand that I have plucked from the fire, that I have set aside." And the word of God declares, He said, "Put a clean garment on him. Put a mitre on his body," which is what the priest wore, and on that mitre was holiness to God, His holiness, His righteousness justifies us today. We need to learn this. Because see, in our private battles that we fight, in our private wars that we fight, Satan will beat you up. He'll wake you up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and start working you over about sin. Maybe a sin you failed that day, or a sin that you did 10 years ago or 20 years ago. These are under the blood. He can no longer accuse us. "Therefore, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And verse 2 says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death." See, we're dealing with legal things here. With Adam sinned, the Bible declares he gave up high treason against God and gave Satan the legal right. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that Satan is the god of this world. And he has many blinded, but he wants to blind us from the salvation that Jesus Christ provided for us. We are justified by the faith and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Romans 3:28, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." Galatians 2:16, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law." Now the works of the law point towards works of the flesh. Penance. Doing religious things, religious ceremonies. Christian disciplines, which are needed, but they will not save you. We have to come to the end of ourselves and realize this is nothing that we have done or nothing that we have deserved. Faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by faith of Christ. We're the faith in Christ. It's finished work. He broke the bonds of sin in our lives. The Bible declares that sin shall no longer have dominion over you. The sin nature. Our capacity to sin, which is eradicated. Now, sin nature is never taken away until, like I said, mortality puts on immortality. But we have the conquering blood of Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law or anything we do in ourselves. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. In other words, we can't do enough to gain the favor of God. Our righteousness, the Word of God declares, is but filthy rags. Romans 4:5 says, but to him that worketh not, but believed on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Who justifies the ungodly? Jesus Christ. One mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. See, these are our private wars, our private battles that we fight. It's that battle in our mind when Satan comes to accuse us. And we have a counter, and that counter is the blood of Jesus Christ. Are we guilty? Yes. Are we guilty of sin? Yes. But the sin has been blotted out. The Word of God said the ordinance of the law have been blotted out, which was against us. Our flesh is against us. For years and years, men have tried to make up for sin in their lives, and the bottom line is we just can't do it. There's nothing we can do. There's no religious activity. You can't go to church enough. And the Bible does say, forsake not yourself, the assembly thereof. You need to be in church. And even as the day approaches, the Word of God says, be there more. But church attendance will not save us. Sunday school parents will not save us. Church affiliation will not justify us. Preachers will not justify us. Denominations will not justify us. Only the blood of Jesus Christ. The only thing that justifies us today. We need to get a revelation of that so that we can be quit being beat up in our lives by guilt and shame. If you're doing the best you can, then the Word of God says, Paul said, when I am weak, he is strong. It's not me that lives, but it's Christ who lives through me. He wants to be Lord of your life. He wants to order your footsteps. And the Bible says he will do that. That which I committed unto him, he is able to keep unto that day. So we are under his justification. See, Satan runs up against a stone wall when he comes up against the crucifixion and the resurrection. He comes up against that. He knows, the Bible says in the book of Colossians, that's where Jesus Christ exposed Satan. Nailed our sins to the cross. The Bible declares he put every power and every principality to an open showing, or open shame. Conquered, the Word of God says, death, hell, and the grave. Took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. This is what we stand on today in our battle, is the finished work of Jesus Christ. My Lord, help us today. Is that faith and that finished work which justifies us, will give us strength, takes away the sting of those fiery darts the Bible declares shall be shot at us. Those fiery darts are meant to destroy us, are meant to tear us down in our minds, in our physical body, in our psychological body. Many forms, many weapons, but the Bible says we are justified by faith and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank God for his anointing. Thank God for his word today. Thank God that we are justified. Verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Jesus was at the well. The Bible says he went to Samaria. He says, I must go to Samaria. And the Word of God declares that he met up with a Phoenician woman there and a Samaritan woman. And the Word of God declares, he said, give me drink. And she said, you don't have nothing to draw with. And he said, these waters today, you'll drink today. And for a time, it'll satisfy the thirst. But the waters that I give you, you'll never, ever thirst again. If you knew who he was talking to, that I would give you rivers of living water. My. Thank you, Lord, that we are justified by faith. The enemy doesn't want to quit. He doesn't want to give up. He'll probably be back every day to try to establish the lie in your mind and in your heart. But the bottom line is this, where we stand. We are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is how you win your private war, your private battle. But preacher, you know what I've done? Doesn't matter. For behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Plural. Many. 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 His Son. John 3:16, our favorite Sunday school scripture. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Lord's good this morning. The book of Galatians 5:6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith with work of by love. Galatians 2:21. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. It's living in ourselves. This is what we couldn't fulfill the law. Christ fulfilled the law. He said, I don't come to destroy it, but I come to fulfill it. It's the demands of a thrice holy God. God demands holiness. Isaiah said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And angels flew around about his throne, crying, holy, holy, holy. God's holy. Without holiness, the Word of God declares that no man shall see God. And, you know, for years, church people have tried to dress to be holy. And listen to me. The Bible does say, dress in moderate apparel. But I believe if you get it on the inside, you don't have to worry about the outside. For man looks on the outside, but God looks on the inside. He knows the need deep down in your soul. He knows the battle that you're fighting. It's guilt and against shame. But we have been justified. Justification by faith. Martin Luther of the Roman Catholic Church, with his 95 theses claiming justification by faith. Abraham was justified by faith. He didn't even know where he was going. The Bible declares he was a sojourner in a foreign land, but he believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Let's read Romans 4:1. What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found. He found justification. Philippians 3:9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. The only thing we can do is believe. Leaning on those everlasting arms, that finished work of Jesus Christ, who the Word of God declares was slain from the foundation of the earth and the world. The plan of salvation is in force and will be in force, and it's the only thing that counters the attack of the accuser of the brethren, your accuser. And if you fail today, get back up. The righteous get up and go on. If they fall 70 times, they get up 70 times. We get up because we're justified by faith. We're not there yet. Paul said, I haven't attained yet. Nevertheless, he said, leaving those things that are behind, going toward the high mark of the high calling, towards the author, and I say it every broadcast, but it's the truth, the author and the finisher of our faith that justifies us today, gives us legal right to believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to believe that our sins have been eradicated. It has been purchased. The blood of the Lamb. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So today, do a Bible study on justification by faith. Get it in your spirit. Know it today. Know it's your right. If you go in the courtroom, those lawyers are going to study statutes and laws and ordinances in order to bring a good case. Well, our case today is simple. The blood. How do we plead? We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Are we guilty? Yes, yes, yes. All have sinned to come short of the glory of God. But we plead the blood of Jesus Christ today over our minds, over our souls, and over our bodies. There's victory only in Jesus, our Savior. That's why there's such an attack on the blood, such an attack on the deity of Jesus Christ. Such a move today that wants to bring him, include him, and everybody else. But he's Lord and he's head and shoulders above every religion and every so-called God. King of kings and Lord of lords. If you don't know him today, ask him into your heart. If you believe that God raised up Jesus Christ from the dead through the quickening power of the Spirit of God, then call on his name, repent of your sins, ask forgiveness, confess your sins, and he will be just and true to save you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. I'm not saying you're going to get a feeling, but seek him with your heart. Become desperate. That's one thing our pride doesn't want to let us do, is become desperate. But we need to be desperate. As the deer panteth after water, so does my soul panteth after you. And if you need healing in your body, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, he is healed. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that it will not come back void, but it will do that which you sent it to do. In Jesus' name we pray. If you'd like to email, that's just truth in the word, 777@gmail.com. That's truth in the word, 777@gmail.com. Until tomorrow, God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you.
And the meek shall inherit the earth.